The Tragedy of the Commons. The Tragedy of the Commons is being proactive and working independently according to one's own beliefs. To me, it is a really good illustration as to how an economic problem in which the citizens of the world try and receive the greatest benefit. Whether it is a given resource by nature and or people. I chose this picture because, to me, it illustrates and opens my eyes to the reality of things not only taken for granted, but by things we use each day. And not to mention, to think of the common issues or effect it has on us daily. As an eye-opener in this picture, it states that the less there is of something, the more it is worth. People begin to become more intrigued with having something that someone does not have. I believe that we, as a country, are very opinionated, and this affects us daily. Say, if we see a new trend of clothing that comes out, if no one else is wearing it, then we, avoiding the proposition of humiliation, would not dare step out on a limb and be the first person to wear it. In a quote by William Pauley, it states that we may judge what will be the effects of a community of right to the productions of the earth, from the trifling specimens which we see of it at present. A cherry tree in a hedge row, nuts in a wood, the grass of an unstinted pasture are seldom of much advantage to anybody, because people do not wait for the proper season of reaping them. Corn, if any, were sown, would never ripen. Lambs and calves would never grow up to be sheep and cows, because the first person that met them would reflect that he had better take them as they are than leave them for another person. The requisition of human to nature is not equivalent to the divine providence of the natural resources. The beauty of our state is at hand and is jeopardized every day. We never really stop to realize that the action we take today will affect us in multiple ways. The stories we come to know and grow, I, as a person, hope we learn from them so that in a million years, the earth will grow. Thank you.